This is the Cam Jansen Show.
This one fed by Pandolfo to Jansen up the wing and a drive. Woo-hoo!
Cam Jansen told me today, he said you're probably going to see this.
Now we have a fight. Jansen and Downey. There's a left by Jansen. Another left. Now the right by Jansen.
And Cam Jansen comes out of the penalty box and scores a memorable goal.
This is the Cam Jansen Show.
I knew yesterday I was going to be playing, and like I said, Dahmer's a really good player. I said, he might be hurt, I don't know, but like I'm just going to play my game tonight and play like I've played from the start of the playoff and just play hard, and we'll see what happens.
That was the voice of Sammy Blais, who is officially inserted into tonight's lineup. Robert Thomas will be exiting. Sammy Blais, I should say, continuing to play. Barbashev will be inserted into tonight's lineup. This is the Cam Jansen program, boys and girls, featuring Cam Jansen's friends, me, TJ Moe, John Hadley, here on time for the second day in a row. This is how we know tonight the Blues are in good shape. Really strange things are happening. Bob Ramsey here with us as well.
And with it being the Cam Jansen show, Bob, how about Dakota Hutchin yesterday? Oh, never mind.
Hannah Yates joining us in about 15 minutes. Did you say, do we
Davis,
have any other?
We'll check in with Hannah Yates, David Solomon. Cam's up there, too. Whole bevy of people. That's how we do it here at 590.
Yes.
Make sure that we have wall-to-wall coverage.
Frank Cusimano mentioned that this morning. The amount of KFNS people we have up there right now. Charlie Marlowe, Frank Cusimano, Martin Kilcoyne, Hannah Yates, David Solomon, Cam Jansen. Yep. There's no way anybody else.
No.
Look, the Boston media doesn't have that many people at the game.
Well, I'll tell you this much. It's sort of funny. If you go to the Boston Globe website and you look at the trending stories, you won't see hockey.
Patriots canceled their last two OTAs.
There's like some general news stories and a lot of Ortiz stuff and the Red Sox game. They're in a swoon. So, I mean, the Bruins have become what the Patriots were 30 years ago.
Mm.
Wow.
Patriots used to be a clear number four.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's still a well-served number four.
Right, sure.
You know. But the Red Sox and the Pats are number one, Celtics are number three, and the Bruins right now are number four.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I haven't checked the Globe today. That is interesting with a Game 7 in your hometown. Before we get, like, really rolling, a story that we've all been keeping up with, Layla, who has been... I think Colton Parayko visited her at a hospital. I think that is how it started out. We used to do this all the time at Mizzou, too. You have certain days you say, let's go see the kids at the hospital. Try to put a smile on their face. It's a really cool thing. And every so often, one of the players will really hit it off with one of the patients. And that's what happened here. Layla, I think her last name is Anderson. Layla Anderson has cancer. And... I hope to be saying, I don't know this for sure, had cancer, going through her treatment.
She's still going through treatment. Yep. She got clearance from a doctor.
Yes. So she could not leave the hospital for a long time. She finally, if you've been following the story, was able to leave and only go back to her house. So it was her house, back to the hospital, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a huge deal that the doctor said, okay, you can go to Enterprise Center. Because obviously when your immune system's not up and such, any kind of contamination, any germs can knock you out. So it was a massive deal. And she is the biggest fan of anybody in the city for the Blues, but especially Colton Parayko. And so they have showed her and done a really good job showing her on TV. And so yesterday, her mother took a video with Layla asking her about Game 7. And this is what it sounded like.
All right, if you could watch the game anywhere in the world tomorrow, anywhere in the world, where would you watch your boys play Game 7?
Boston.
What if I told you the Blues called and they want you at the game?
What? How?
Doctor said it's okay.
No, he didn't. Mommy, no, he didn't. Oh, my God. I'm going to Boston. Oh my God. I love you.
I love me too.
One of the very coolest moments. Wow. And it actually, you know, a lot of times videos don't, the sound doesn't come through. That, you guys got the exact idea of what that was. So that came out last night. The Blues posted that on their official account. The NHL has picked that up. I've had a bunch of people tweet at me and text to me today. People just, a couple guys from Kansas City that said, dude, go Blues. That is awesome. So pretty cool moment there for her. Pretty cool for the Blues. There's a lot of stuff going right for the Blues tonight. They just need to finish it out.
Yeah, there were two things that moved me greatly last night. That, and I hope people Google and go see this, John Stewart gave a phenomenal speech.
It was really good.
In front
really
of Congress good. Yesterday.
Yeah. Important that, and impressive.
Exactly. So both are not only legit watches, both will move you and both extraordinarily pertinent in various ways to this city. So I get choked up all the time when I see that girl.
Well, here's what I've been thinking about today, and I can only imagine.
Anybody who's had kids, Bob, can't. Fathom.
It's hard to talk
having
about.
See,
it.
Yeah.
It's
having
so
to
emotional.
See their kids go through that. Yeah.
It is for me.
I have one of my partners at Smoothie King got brain cancer when he was 12 years old, and we watched his parents go through that. And he himself, and it's like he was, you know how he found out actually? He was playing hockey and he couldn't hold a stick anymore.
Hmm.
And so it's like the stick kept falling out of his hand. What's going on? He would race motorcycles, and when he would hit the ground, his left hand would fall off all the time, right? You go over a jump, your left hand will come off. Just didn't have the strength. Anyway, we watched his... Now, he's older than me. I didn't personally watch, but the families watched him go through brain cancer, and it's like, you as a parent, you are down and out. I mean, you can't face the world, right? They say one of the single worst thing that can happen to you as a parent is you're supposed to bury your kids. Your kids don't... your kids are supposed to bury you. You don't bury your kids. And so, anyway, he's doing great now. Got over it, but that is a really tough thing, and this is what she's dealing with now, and she is a star. I mean, when you think back through this season, first of all, Layla may have a career in broadcasting. She is incredible in front of the camera. She's articulate, does really well for a young girl. She's spectacular. And when you think back to this season, no matter how it ends, you're going to think of Gloria, you're going to think of Layla, you're going to think of worst. I mean, she's a big part of this story now.
Indeed.
I'm going to also think of that slump buster I did down in Washington, Missouri to turn this in. What?
No, come on.
All right. Anyhow.
And Derek
so, TJ,
is not that memorable of a name.
So the coolest thing is, having seen a few things up in Boston, apparently they have some type of charitable event going on in Boston for Layla.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That is really cool. That is, and look, this is, we point out just how ridiculous Twitter is. There's only been a couple people, and people just lit into them. They're like, they're using her as a prop. Yeah, okay. The Blues are making a little girl's dream. Like, there will not be a day that passes the rest of her life that she doesn't think, man, I love the Blues, and they took care of me.
Right.
So really cool there. I wanted you guys to hear that. 855-282-8255. Your thoughts are welcome all day long. This is the Cam Jansen program, officially. Cam is live himself, and so he could not. He's in Boston, flew out this morning, and so he cannot be on for the moment. He was on, actually, you guys heard him this morning, on the morning after while he was sitting in the airport. Rowdy bunch, that Cam Jansen.
Jesus already went straight to the airport. Well, never mind.
No.
Anyhow.
The 830 Recreator, John, was that slump buster named Mrs. Hadley?
No, you can't go there. The ex-Mrs. Hadley is a lovely lady. It's Margo in Washington, Missouri.
Oh, okay.
But anyhow, and again, I don't mean to get too far off track as we continue on with this special edition of the Cam Jansen Show. Cam in Boston, nowhere to be found. And good for him. For a guy like Cam, he should be in Boston enjoying himself, and you people should feel lucky for having the chance to hear us. So,
stretch, but I'll go with
just
it.
Just saying. Yeah. Trying to just sort of set things up. But
John, we got to get people involved. So,
I don't want to bypass the John Stewart thing either, because I was still working with CBS Sports during 9/11. And
Wait, you took the time to bring it up.
No,
and
I can't.
Bring
go
it
ahead.
Up.
Just
You can't
talk
do a,
jerk.
Can't
jerk.
Do it justice. You can't, are you tearing up? What is happening?
I'll beat your ass. Start talking, punk.
That's the first time you've ever told me to talk. That's
wow.
The first time ever. Hey, Fish says, if the Blues win tonight, I will follow in Hadley's footsteps and bang that broad from Washington. Wanda, watch out.
Wanda! Wanda came back up today. Yes!
Okay,
Wanda and Margo.
We can't. I think it's a 5-minute, 40-second clip or something for the John Stewart thing. I watched.
No, we can't play it, but just people should go.
That's what I'm getting at. We cannot play it for you. It's too long. It is extremely genuine, extremely, like, he's speaking from a place of humility.
I was around those people for a year and a half.
Which people?
In New York.
John keeps getting one sentence in and quitting.
I can't talk about it. Go ahead.
Bob, let's
first responders, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. So the first responders and people. And by the way, when he was done, just to give you an idea of how good this was, he got a standing ovation from everybody in the room, including Congress. So it was a pretty awesome thing. He was fighting for their health care and such. And one of the main lines was, you have taken from these people their most important commodity, and that is time. And you need to make it right.
Unless you were there, you have no idea. Unbelievable.
So there you go. Worth your time, no doubt. Flipper Bean says, if we do lose, I just hope the winning goal doesn't go off Jabo's skate in our own net. Don't want to hear people whine about it for the rest of my life. That's a callback to the beginning of the year.
Where
you couldn't get out of the way a lot.
Folks, where we are historically, this game will be talked about forever.
That's right.
Doesn't matter what happens.
So you would consider yourself a baseball guy first, right?
No question.
Okay, so baseball, then probably basketball.
Yeah.
Okay, and then maybe football was there before, but now hockey.
Probably always Blues hockey.
Okay, before the
Blues
NFL.
Hockey.
Okay.
Yeah.
So third on your list of interest, like your personal attachment to it.
Yeah.
I would say, now, hockey has moved up my list this year, but hockey has always been either 3 or 4, depending on a mood. But I was saying off the top here, and by the way, all you guys give us, like, your nervous level, 1 to 10. I'm at a 10, not because I think they're going to lose. I am so anxious, and I have never been more nervous for a game that I haven't played in football, basketball. I'm a football guy at the core. You guys know this. And I love the Cardinals. 2011 World Series was nuts. And got to know some of those guys, which makes it a little more interesting when you're watching it.
Yeah.
All the different stuff that goes into it. But here, I don't know any of the Blues guys. I don't know a single player on the team, okay? And I still feel like I am so attached to this team. And it's like Keith Tkachuk was talking a little bit about this on, I think he was on, was he on the Midday Grind? Or whatever it was. But bottom line, he was like, watching your kids is a helpless thing. That's sort of how he feels with Robert Thomas right now because he's living in his house.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, that's how I feel watching the Blues. Like when people describe watching your kids and how helpless it is and how you are absolutely nerve-wracked. That's how I feel right now. I have no attachment, don't know a single guy on the team, but it's Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, and this is the most nervous I've ever been for a game that I did not personally plan.
I'm probably at 8.5 and rising. Probably woke up today at around a 6, and now it's up to 8.5 and climbing.
Guys, I don't know if I'm stupid.
Well.
TJ, I don't know if
that's
I'm
not an open question.
TJ, I don't know if I'm an idiot.
Yeah, okay, keep going.
Rock. Oh, that's right. Never mind.
Oh, Silent Rock June. Bitch you again. Oh, but this is the Cam Jansen program, so maybe
he
is.
Oh!
Special dispensation.
Uh-oh!
I'm calling Hannah.
Well, good for you. You're a big boy.
That's as good as we, get from Rock.
He can dial the phone. So anyhow, I can't believe that this day is here and I'm not nervous. I am so supremely confident that they have the better style and the better legs. I am supremely confident the Blues are winning tonight.
The CBNMV would like me to stop you right there. The answer is yes, and please stop talking. A lot of good stuff. Jimmy D here. Who's more nervous, Blues fans today or John Hadley standing second in line at a hot dog stand with a guy in front of him? Only 2 hot dogs left. Praying the guy only orders 1. Let's go, Blues, boys.
You know better than that. That guy's getting cut, Jim.
Yeah, cut block takes him out.
He's grabbing his Achilles, having no idea what just happened.
He's pulling a Brad Marchand submarine in the Tarasenko there.
They cut the hamstring right at the bottom.
Yeah.
He quit the game.
And Mike of the Family Hunt here says, I'm feeling like I'm back in the sixth grade again, and the school bully just called me out to meet him at the flagpole after school. I'm starting to get nervous, and it's hard to swallow. Drop the puck. Let's go, Blues.
Let's go.
That I agree with. That I agree with. Now, on this special edition
of the Cam Jansen,
of the Cam
program.
Jansen Show, starring Bob Ramsey, TJ Moe, Matt Rocchio, and me, it's time to go to Boston Live. Hannah Lee Yates is there.
Lee?
Amongst the Hannah Lee Yates, as far as you know. What did I say?
You said Lee. It's Ray.
I said Hannah Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my daughter's name.
Twice now.
My daughter's name's Hannah Lee. That's why I said that. Hannah Ray Yates. I'm sorry. She's up in Boston covering it for us. Top of the afternoon to you, Hannah.
Hannah Lee.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, you know what? I'll go buy anything at this point.
What's going on? How is Boston? What's the atmosphere like? You've been in the locker room. What is your takeaway from the morning skate and the overall feeling?
There's a lot of excitement, I would say, obviously, fan-wise. There's a lot of Boston fans already roaming around TD Garden, so it's an exciting time. I mean, from what I saw at morning skate, they only allowed a couple of the players to talk, so we'll be sending some sound over for that, obviously. Everyone was in a pretty good mood, and it wasn't, you know, there was some aggression that I think has carried over from last game as well. But I know you saw Tarasenko on the ice and he was smiling and happy, obviously. He just had that child. And I think everyone's kind of just excited to see what's to come from game seven. And really the moral of the story was there's nothing left to lose. You know, everyone's going to play who can, and it's kind of just win it or lose it type of game.
Hannah, having that child, does that explain the bad hair? Because for like the last couple of weeks, he's had really bad hair prior to games.
I don't know. You know, I might ask him. I'm not sure how happy he would be with that question, but I can let you know what the response is.
Hannah, you now are, we have, I think it is official word. If it's not official, it is at least assumed to be official. Sammy Blais staying in the lineup. A lot of the conjecture after the game was that if Robert Thomas seems to be healthy, Blais would be the one exiting the lineup with Barbashev coming back. It appears Thomas is going to be the odd man out. The other change there, Joel Edmondson in for Robert Bertuzzo. Your thoughts on both of those moves?
Right. I know that confirmed 100% by both Berube and Joel Edmondson is that Joel Edmondson will be in tonight, and he confirmed that he will be playing with Vince Dunn on the third pairing. So you'll still have Alex Petrangelo and Carl Gunnarsson on that top pairing, and then Bo and Parayko. And I like that. You know, I think that they're kind of looking, and really Berube explained it as both of his rights with Colton Parayko and Alex Petrangelo, they're going to be logging a lot of minutes. And so they just decided to put Joel Edmondson back in there and just have another left. And it didn't really matter with that third pairing. And I think that they knew he wasn't playing his game in the beginning of the series. He did cost them a couple of goals, and there was some undisciplinary action that really caused them some issues with Boston's power play being so strong. But I think he'll come back. And he said he, you know, from the box, he was able to get a better view on the game as a healthy scratch. And I think that's the way to do it in the last game, just because he had some skill. And I think he'll add some physicality as well. I think he's more of a skill type of player than Robert Bortuzzo is, so I don't mind that. I don't think we really know what's going to happen tonight. Robert Thomas was not on the ice, but he was back behind the scenes biking and receiving treatment. And so we're kind of wondering what the situation with him is. He was on the ice before the last game that he did play. And so we figured maybe he needed some more help. He might have tweaked it a little worse, obviously, that wrist in the last game. So we're really just not sure. I think, obviously, keeping him in the lineup would be good. I know that people kind of wanted Sammy Blais coming out of those three just because he has been undisciplined with his penalties a little bit. But I don't hate him adding that presence on the forecheck as well. I think it's just going to be a, quote, game-time decision, according to Craig Berube today.
Speaking of Berube, Hannah, I saw a quote today, or maybe it was yesterday, that they're doing something with the power play. Any informed conjecture on what that might be?
No, they didn't even run it that much at morning skate today, to be honest. It was more of just like a really easy, quick morning skate, and they were just really just shooting in rotation, getting the goalies some work, but they didn't work for a long time on the power play, so it's hard to tell what those changes may be. I don't know if they would be adding minutes to someone else or shaking that up, but Jaden Schwartz wasn't on the ice this morning as well. So you had someone else playing in his absence as well, and you really just weren't sure who's actually going to be out there. I know the recent change was with Pat Maroon getting some more ice time out there because he wasn't getting as many minutes just at full strength. And so they had thrown him up there just to get in those dirty areas in front of the net and try to switch up the power play that way. But really, he said the biggest issue with the power play is that there's not been a quick release. So, you know, the guys are kind of juggling the puck around and no one's really taking that initiative to even get shots on that quick.
Two things, Hannah, I'd like you to react to. One is, and it's basically the great Joe Micheletti, our good pal, was talking about for the power play. People don't remember he was a terrific defenseman. He feels like he would have Vince Dunn do more of the quarterbacking of the power play, and they've got to get, and everybody says this, Colton Parayko ready to shoot and shoot more. Your thoughts?
Right. I think you can't go wrong. If someone has 103 to 105 mile per hour slap shot, I don't know why you wouldn't take advantage of it, because it's either eventually going to go in or it's going to lead to a secondary chance or it's going to hurt someone in front of the net. You know, so those are kind of the options that Berube had been looking at. And I think that's helpful. And I think that he has been shooting the puck a little bit more on the power play. I like Parayko quarterbacking it. I think that, you know, he's really good with puck movement. I also trust him as the sole defenseman if he is on a PP to get back, since they've given
good
up
call.
Some shorthanded opportunities.
Yeah.
So I like him there. And as you saw in the second unit, they had been playing that with two defensemen because I don't think that they trusted just one, which was a lot of people were kind of skeptical about that. So you had recently, before Joel Edmondson was a healthy scratch, you had both Joel and Alex Pietrangelo on that second power play unit. And that was just because they didn't really trust one of them to get back if there was a shorthanded opportunity for Boston. So I think that that will be helpful. I like Vince Dunn. Vince Dunn had been quarterbacking it before he was injured, and that's when they moved Colton Parayko to quarterback that top power play unit. So I like Vince Dunn. I think he has an offensive mind, and I think that's the advantage that he brings. So maybe that will be one of the changes that they make tonight if he's feeling good. I just know they hadn't put him back on there right away because they're trying to work him back into the game to see if he could handle all of that pressure.
You're listening to a special edition of the Cam Jansen Show, Cam in Boston. So you're hearing from Bob Ramsey, TJ Moe, Matt Rocchio, me, Al Franken, and Hannah Notley-Ray-Yates up in Boston live. Hannah, do you know, has Al MacInnis ever spent any time with Parayko working on a shot?
I know that Parayko said that he's given him advice, and he's been down there a little bit, but he's not really worked with him on his shot. I think that he's given him a word of advice off of the ice that might have helped his shot a little bit, but I don't think he's done any intense work with him. Okay. I know that Colton Parayko has said that he's worked with Larry Robinson quite a bit.
Oh, there's another. Can you imagine that, Bob? Larry Robinson and Al MacInnis.
Awesome.
Working with you on it. Because I think he probably has the best pure shot that this organization has seen from the point since Al MacInnis. So,
yeah.
Hannah, two things. One, feel free, you have my approval that if need be, to drop the gloves with Solomon. Secondly,
yeah, he's been great.
I feel bad for David. You'd take him out so fast, it wouldn't even be competitive.
It would just be.
It'd be good for Hannah's resume, though.
It would be.
Yeah.
It would be.
Add something different.
And then Solomon becomes the Pierre Turgeon of the media.
Oh.
Or no, wait, that was me after McKenna.
Oh,
anyhow,
no.
Now back to my point, Hannah. Back to my point. Calm me down here because, as you know, I have lived and died with this team since well before you were born. I am utterly shocked that I'm at Game 7 of the Stanley Cup and I have no issues with nerves. I am so supremely confident that the way that this team plays matches up so well with Boston and that they will come back and play their game. I have no qualms about the fact that I am 100% sure the Blues are going to win tonight. Am
Hannah,
I crazy?
Hannah, to clarify, he just asked you to calm down the fact that he has no nerves. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I don't think you're crazy, but it's kind of funny because my Uber ride over, they were switching between radio channels and it was all sports stations, and all of the people from Boston feel the exact same way about their Boston team. And everyone's like, oh, you know, there's no question here. Everyone knows Boston's the better team. We're going to have another cup tomorrow. It's very the same type of narrative. And I see that completely split, which was really interesting. And another interesting thing I saw was today, Pat Maroon spoke at Morning Skate, and he said, you know, we like being the underdogs, and, you know, I just feel like we're going out there trying to win against everyone. And one of the national media people clarified, like, well, why do you think you have to go out and prove yourself that way? Why do you think you're the underdog? He's like, well, that's what all you media, that's what you think. And it was pretty straightforward, and I hadn't heard him talk that way yet, so I thought that was kind of interesting. That's the way that they're heading into that with that mentality, but I don't think you're wrong. I think people do find some confidence in this team.
Yeah, obviously people in Vegas believe in the Bruins being the better team as well. They're up to 180, 190 on the various gambling sites, having started out originally at 140. So there's been a significant increase there. And Boston might actually have more talent than the Blues, but the style of play that the Blues the style of play that's catapulted the Blues to this opportunity is the perfect anecdote for the Boston Bruins. That's why I think if they go out and they play their game, we're in great shape. Hannah, thank you very kindly for your time. TJ, do you have anything else for Hannah that's not ridiculous?
No, you mostly covered all the ridiculous.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Hannah, thank you. We will chat with you on the other side. Hopefully, this is a different city tomorrow morning.
Right. We'll wait and see.
All right. Take care, girl. See ya. Hannah Ray Yates, or as Hadley calls her, Hannah Lee Yates, in which...
No, my daughter's name is Hannah Lee.
Mine, too.
Really?
But I have a daughter.
How big a story would that be? That'd be in a Post-Dispatch. That'd be on the evening news.
Wow.
TJ.
I really made it.
TJ.
Well, the evening news, boys.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Here we thought all along that he was a 40-year-old virgin. As it turns out, he's got baby mamas.
I have baby daddies.
Oh, here we go.
They used to be mamas.
We can't talk like that on the Cam Jansen show. Oh, never mind.
What's Cam going to do about it? He's in Boston.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, of course, no matter what the show here at 590, Matt Rocchio never goes to break on time.
Oh.
Is Cam going to be on his show?
Cam, no.
Okay, fine.
Absolutely not.
Why would we allow that?